the recorder's on in case, you know, just so you know. All right, so my name is Dakir Abdullah, and I'm interviewing a community member who contributed object ID 2023-10-14-0004 as part of La Casa's 50th ACC 25th Anniversary Community Archive. So, what is the name of your object?
So I actually have a photo that was taken during the La Casa's 45th anniversary.
Oh, how cool.
So 5 years ago.
Oh. Okay. So, I guess I don't need to really ask the second question because it asked, when did you acquire it?
I can give you the date.
Okay, so what is the date of the item's creation?
So according to my phone, it says October 12th, 2018 at 7:50 p.m.
Okay. And although it is a digital object, how would you physically describe your object?
So this is a photo, like I said, it was taken at the 45th anniversary event. There's four women in here, so going from left to right, we have Denise, Annie, Lillian, who is the director of La Casa currently and was the director during that time. Then I'm in the photo, and then at the end on the right is Perla.
Okay, thank you so much for that. What is this object's significance?
So we had all gone to the 45th anniversary. A bunch of my friends were still living in town, so it was just a joyous occasion to celebrate La Casa, like we're celebrating it to now with mm-hmm. the 50th anniversary. Back then, a lot of my friends that I had made early on during my PhD program were still living here, so we had kind of gone to a group. So these were kind of like some of the ladies that I spent a lot of time with, who were people like outside of my department, so... these ladies were from like sociology and biochemistry. So it's just like some of the like community that I made of Latinas here at Bloomington.
Okay. 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 When you see this object, what kind of memories does it bring up?
A lot of happy and fun memories. So, especially with Denise and Perla, we actually ended up living together, during the pandemic. And actually I moved in with them and then got my dog Chilaquil. So they're my dog's, tias, their aunts, his aunts. So yeah, I always have lots of like fun going out, laughing type of like memories with all of these ladies, which is always like cracking up, always food around. Yeah, just always like having a good time. Just like some of the like really like joyous memories that I have with associated with La Casa, and then also like associated just with like the like good friends that I made here.
Okay, okay. If you're an IU alum, how does this object relate to your experience at IU?
It's a positive experience. So I kind of mentioned like it's kind of the community that I built that sort of like helped me get through like some of the like tough times of the PhD. So like, we would come to La Casa and have like study sessions over on the weekends, and we would have like food or even just like going out and doing fun things. Just, you know, kind of like some of the people that sort of helped me get through like the harder times.
Okay, understood. How does this object relate to your identity?
It's a group of successful Latina women. how I sort of see myself. And I think it is like some of the people that sort of helped me like connect stronger with that identity. I feel like before coming to IU, like I didn't necessarily call myself Latina in those senses. I would always use like Hispanic, and part of it was like I grew up in like more diverse areas, like living in Florida and living in Arizona, like the Latinx community was pretty big, but coming to Bloomington, like, even though I was very accustomed to being in white spaces, it wasn't, it was different here. Like, I didn't always see, like, people that kind of, like, looked like me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, like, sort of building that, like, bond. And I feel like I sort of, like, in my time being here at IU and associating with La Casa, too, it's just kind of helping me develop a stronger connection to that side of my identity.
Okay, thanks for sharing that. Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything I didn't ask you concerning your object that you would like to talk about?
No, I think that captures most of it.
All right, well, thank you so much for participating in the interview.